Good morning, hello. This is Neil and Debbie here.
Yes, it is. And well.
This is the UK's LGBTQ plus station.
Play radio.
Let's go.
We're not in Kansas anymore.
You are listening to Neil and Debbie, you lucky people.
Look, Neil, you found it in your drawer.
Oh, yes.
Oh, little Jackie and a bit of Babs to open the show. Are you all right, my darling?
Oh, I'm very good, thank you, my darling.
Oh, yes. I don't know why I did that. I'll tell you why I did that. It's because there's lots of Adele this week, so I've got a bit like Adele's.
All right, yes.
Oh, my God, let me tell you about why I wrote this song, right? I was having a fag in the rain, and I thought, sod this, set fire to the rain. Have you heard all her little in-between bits from Vegas this
no,
week?
No, I haven't. America. No, this sounds good.
Oh, God, she's a treat. She's an absolute treat.
She's on fire.
But that's why I went all like Adele's there.
Yeah, it's nice.
But that's very nice, isn't it? It's very nice. Should we say what's on the show today? Should we say what's on the show?
Yes. Can you tell me, please, who this is? Oh, hang on. Any ideas?
Male? Is it Adam Lambert?
No, it's...
Is it Adam Lambert? No.
It's a woman.
That's sexist and actually homophobic, Neil, actually, because you're saying that a gay man can't have a high octave range.
No, but I'm just, because of who I know who it is, I'm thinking, well, you can't say that about her.
If you've been offended by anything that we've said when we've been on air for about, 7 minutes, you just let us know at Zendebs, at Gadio, for all your woes, troubles, and any other business as well.
Mm.
No, Neil, I don't know who that is, but I think it's quite the time to move on, I think.
Brianna with Calvin Harris. We found love on Gadio. Neil and Debbie here.
Absolutely minted, you know, and she hasn't had a song out for donkeys.
No,
she's one of the richest people.
Yeah, she makes all of her money from, from promo and sponsorship, doesn't she?
Does she?
Yeah.
And Neil, I'm not... I've seen her perfume reduced in Superdrug for Christmas. We want to get out. It's Black Friday yesterday. It's Pink Saturday today.
There
so
we are.
We'll be bringing you all the bargains from the high street on this show.
The bird and the lovely.
Get it? Got it? Good.
Our weekly gander of things that have been going on in the world. Yes. First of all, a bill to ban conversion therapy has had its first reading in Parliament. It's a private member's bill to prohibit the abusive practice. It was first drawn in the ballot just days after the government failed to mention the legislation in the King's speech. However, this bill has it's far from guaranteed that it'll be passed, unfortunately. The proposal will have to go through several rounds of voting in the House of Lords, and if it receives enough support there, would then pass to the House of Commons for MPs to debate and vote upon. So it's a private member's bill. Let's hope it goes through, eh?
Love, I've actually no idea what you've just said. It was a bit Radio 4. So what does it mean? I'm sorry, love, I didn't get any of that. So what does this mean?
A Lib Dem peer.
Just in a sentence.
A Lib Dem peer has introduced the bill because nobody else, the government wouldn't, and they're sort of trying to bring it through a group of cross-party support from different MPs who say, come on, this is ridiculous, this needs to be passed. So it's being pushed through, but who knows? We'll have to wait and see, I'm afraid. Been dragging on though, isn't it? According to ITV News, 1 in 5 LGBTQ plus people have been harassed or faced abuse rather, and violence while travelling on public transport in London over the past 12 months. New research suggests 4 out of 5 respondents say they change their behaviour or appearance to fit in so they can avoid abuse or harassment when travelling. 2 out of 3 of those who had experienced abuse or harm when travelling in London say bystanders witnessed the incident but didn't intervene.
Nothing. We've got to talk about that because I've had a few experiences which we've talked about on the show, including a flasher. All right. Sorry to bring that up so early. But.
Okay. And finally, actor Elliot Page has been speaking about how he struggled to function before transitioning. The Umbrella Academy actor has been telling Jay Shetty about his autobiography, Page Boy, and how things went from troubling to a much better life and how things have much improved since transitioning.
It's like
beginning to feel a way that I never thought was possible. Like when I would just think about my future and how I was going to feel, and I had a very difficult time seeing it. Yeah, it's getting to exist in a way that I never thought possible. It doesn't mean I'm not human who doesn't have difficult days or you know, sparks of anxiety naturally. But it's a complete game changer.
Elliot Page speaking to Jay Shetty this week. That's
Kylie Minogue.
And
What?
Neil, Debbie here. Gaydio. Black Friday was yesterday. I'm sort of going over with it, Neil, because I'm afraid I'm going to have a costume change for today.
Oh, right.
I'm going to have a costume change. Bless you, my darling, for not mentioning it. But there is a hideous ma with a star in my eye on my left eye, and it feels like, you know, there's glass in it. So it's actually hurting me to look at you right now.
If you hadn't have drawn my attention to it, I would never have noticed.
I look like I've been punched in the face on my eye. Can you see?
Yeah.
Can you see it? It looks like ugly now. I've pointed it out. It's actually ugly, isn't it?
It's screaming out at me.
So it's good job that I'm going to a fancy dress party tonight.
Oh, good.
And right. I've got the best outfit to wear.
I'm
going to change into it now.
Oh, lovely.
The theme was your favourite ever film character. So I'm just going to let you give out all the details now while I go and change, because I don't want, this isn't a public changing room and I do want my privacy.
And okay. I fancied hearing some Christmas music this week, so here we are, going to play some little Christmassy tune here. There we are, I'm doing that. You can tweet us at This Is Ndebs, at Gaydio, our email ndebs@gaydio.co.uk. And on Instagram, we are This Is Ndebs. You can reach us there as well. I'm just having a look into a handy moment while Debbie is away from her chair. I can see into her home. Oh...
Can you see me?
I can't put headphones over this outfit. No.
Can you see me, Neil?
Yes, I can see you.
How do I look? Do you want to describe what it is?
You're all in black anyway, so now you've just put the Darth Vader helmet on and you actually look like Darth. I mean, that's amazing.
Neil.
Yeah.
It's me under there. It was actually me under there.
That's amazing.
Is that not the best outfit you've ever seen? So I will be wearing this during today's show.
Right.
I've got the full Lycra body stocking to wear with the breastplate as well. I will try not to get too turned on, but I will be changing into that live on the show shortly.
Oh, that's a can't wait. That's very exciting. Every day discovering something brand new. Shape of You. Ed Sheeran, Shape of You on Gaydio. No, don't you dare. I watched his documentary that's on the Disney Channel. I think it's a four-part installment, and it's him following, it's like a fly on the wall thing. He is so honest about the loss of his absolute best friend, which really had a very big impact on Ed.
Oh,
and
Neil,
his honesty and the way he puts himself across is just so beautiful, and the way he puts himself into his art and speaks about his life through his art. Honestly, it's a really stunning documentary if you get a chance to see it.
I haven't got time to watch it actually now, because I'm actually very busy, because I'm going to a party later on dressed as Darth Vader. You've just turned on Gaydio. I'm going to a fancy dress party, and the theme is you've got to go as your hero, your favourite film character.
Your movie character, yeah.
Whatever, and it took me a third of a second.
I was going to say.
To go as Darth Vader, but there's I might need your help, and I'm talking to you, three of us in this relationship. I want your help because I'm the DJ.
So you're not.
Yes, I'm DJing tonight.
Wow. Right.
I know. And I said, do you know, I've never DJed before.
Yes.
And my friend Zoe went, oh, that's okay. So just do it on Spotify. I went, yeah, but you've got to think. What's the theme of the thing? I need songs. I need, I need inspiration.
Right.
What's your favourite songs? So I went to a party last week with Australian Lisa. Do you mind if we flip back to last week, Neil?
No, not at all.
Thank you. So last Saturday, we went to a Studio 54 party in London.
Oh,
come on, what a theme. Now, if I said to you, Studio 54, on the top of your head, name me three songs that you would definitely hear the DJ play. There were three DJs. What songs, three off the top of your head, instantly, Play Along at Home, would you think they play?
Sister Sledge, We Are Family.
Yeah.
Pointer Sisters, Jump, maybe,
yep.
That kind of thing. Something by Grace Jones.
Grace Jones. None of the above, Neil.
Oh.
And Lisa and I were going, for God's sake, will you let us behind the decks?
Right.
You do not know. No Donna Summer, I Feel Love.
Oh, no.
No Chic. I mean, we had to beg him to play Gloria by Gloria Branigan. We were going, for God's sake. He played about four songs in the whole night. None of them were from Studio 54. And it's like a dog had diarrhea on the dance floor. Each time he played, he changed the songs. We were going, please let this be good. You know, when you're begging and willing a DJ to, come on, we're on your side.
Oh,
and it
dear.
Was like, oh, no. And the you could have set a fire alarm off and there'd be more people on the dance floor. And I went, you see what I mean? If you're a DJ, don't play to yourself.
No, absolutely.
But he was playing to himself. And we're like, excuse me, you've got so many songs you could pick from there. And you're a prat. I did say to him, you're a prat.
You actually said that to his face.
No, because I wanted him to play my songs.
You were at Studio 50 Poo, weren't you? Good Lord, oh dear me. No, terrible. Safri Duo played alive on Gaydio.
It's alive! Gordon's alive! Maybe I should start tonight's DJ set. It's Neil and Debbie here. Gaydio! And I'm DJing tonight at my friend's birthday, my friend Zoe.
Right.
She's got a significant birthday. And we all get dressed up and she's let me loose on the lifetime DJ.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've got to think, what is a song you start to get everyone on the floor to? All ages there, from like 7 to about 18.
Oh, well, then you've got you go your floor fillers, your usual floor, you know, there's all the classic disco stuff.
Do you know what
I was going to
kick off with?
What are you going to go for?
Would you, if I started to play this? No, if I put on, da-dum, down, da-dum, down, if I played Aretha, Respect, would you get on the dance floor?
Oh,
this is for all ages, Neil.
Yeah, yes, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, it is a good one, isn't it?
Yeah. R-S-P-C-T.
Okay, that's one song. I just need about 30 others. That'd be great.
Well, definitely, We Are Family, that's it. And you definitely some
families.
Donna Summer. But you don't burn your Donna Summer until a bit later on. Get that in a bit later when you've got the crowd.
No, because it's not, the theme isn't Studio 54. The theme is she's Scottish and it's got to have big Scottish bangers in it.
Oh, right, Lulu.
So, not playing Lulu.
Simple Minds, God. Don't You Forget About Me.
Yeah, Neil, we're not 90. See what I mean? It's really hard.
It is.
As I mentioned earlier, you should never DJ for yourself. You've got to look at the crowd.
That's right, yeah.
I said we should play Transfisher Vamp. Maybe I Don't Care. That's a great one.
Yeah.
That's two songs down. Brilliant. I'm doing really well here. Any suggestions at This Is Endebs? Clearly, I'll be playing a lot of songs to play here on Gaydio.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And some Madonna, no doubt. Which Madonna are you going to play?
Excuse me, Neil. Excuse me, Neil.
And now, Noah Entiendis is proud to present the world premiere of Sire recording artist, Madonna. Like, get up and do your thing!
Gone, girl!
I have got the first ever on record performance of Madonna in New York City, which got unearthed by a super fan this week because we are all going through the archives because of the celebration tour.
Wow.
And you will love it. I've also got Rosie O'Donnell talking about what it's like to go behind back. It's like to go
luckily
behind
a song
Madonna's
started.
Backstage, but that sounds wrong, actually. It sounds filthy.
Soul Avengers, Love You Feel. These are Gaydio's anthems, Format B with Chunky before that.
I didn't like how you looked at me when you said that. Neil? At this is Endebs at Gaydio. Email endebs@...
NEXERCISE.co.uk
because we love hearing from you. Actually, I'm going to read one out, Neil, because we haven't done any yet and that's really soft of us. Morning to you. We are the Kardashians, as in dogs. Very clever. Kardashians.
Yeah.
Very clever. Gaydio and This Is Endebs on proper good form. I'm still inebriated from last night and you're sounding great.
Oh dear.
Well, that's the trick to enjoying the show.
Yeah.
Just still be a bit please drink responsibly.
Yeah, be inebriated responsibly.
Get inebriated response, but it's quite hard to say inebriated. Who invented that word to say? Because everyone sounds inebriated when you say out the word inebriated. Oh, the idiots. Neil, may I...
Oh.
Oh,
We started us off.
Gorgeous, clean bandit and rather be on Gaydio. This is Neil and Debbie here. And a little bit of news here about a gay icon, Holly Johnson of Frankie Goes to Hollywood fame. He's having a new exhibition documenting his life, but they're also sort of telling his life and then bringing in strands of other people's lives from Merseyside and from Liverpool, which is where he comes from.
Oh, not Lulu. No, she's Scottish, isn't she?
Yeah, she's Scotland.
Yeah.
And they'll be celebrating the 40 years of Frankie Goes to Hollywood, their amazing global rise to fame with Relax and everything that went on there. And it sort of tells his story through the punk scene through to sort of international stardom. And it's going to be an exhibition that's taking place in Liverpool next year.
Neil, is Holly Johnson going to create Sue Winnie Goon? Put your bag in. Come with me, but don't ask me about Frankie Goes to Hollywood because of the litigation. We interviewed him once, didn't we? And
yeah.
Every answer he gave was, I can't talk about that because of the litigation. So we couldn't use any of the interview because he didn't give us any. But he's really interesting. I hope they have the outfits and maybe the cover. We were banned as kids from looking at the cover of Frankie Goes to Hollywood. We had some older friends at the end of the street.
Oh, right.
Sue Cooks's kids.
Right, yes.
And the older daughter, Jo, who was like much older than us, she had the Frankie Goes to Hollywood album. And it's someone like curled up.
Yes.
And a man with like a pointy bra.
That's right.
And we were like, don't look at that. We weren't allowed to listen to Madonna, to Papa Don't Preach.
Right.
Or watch the video because my dad thought we would become pregnant.
Right.
I'm like, Dad, I don't think so. I'm not old. I haven't even started with things. And we weren't allowed to look at Frankie Goes to Hollywood because it was filthy.
Yes.
God, how things have changed now.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you can open up your phone and see 100 things more shocking by 7 a.m.
That's right.
Can't you?
You can.
So, yeah. So, good luck to Frankie Goes to Hollywood and that wonderful...
Exhibition.
Well, what's it called, Neil?
It's called...
Frankie Goes to Merseyside.
Something like
what's
that,
what's it called?
Yeah,
should
something
be,
is.
Yeah.
The Holly Johnson Show. Any excuse to play this, though? That is the Rob Searle mix on The Power of Love from Frankie on Gaydio's Anthems.
While that was playing, Neil, I thought of a name for the... It's Neil and Debbie's Gaydio, right? I was thinking of a name for the exhibition because, you know, Frankie Goes to Hollywood, you know, the Relax video.
Yes.
And Holly Johnson, who's doing the new exhibition, is brilliant when he wears his gloves.
That's right.
He points at the camera. Yeah. So I think he should call it The Power of Glove. No? Okay.
It's the music that we choose. Freedom of Choice. Once again, our weekly deep dive into the archive. Three tracks for Debbie to listen to clips of, and then you can choose one at the end of the anthem's hour to listen to, okay? And I've gone for a bit of a lucky dip this week. I literally just stuck in a pin randomly at various different points where I was scrolling through and just pulled out whatever came up.
Oh, I hope they're good, Neil, because if they are, they're going on my playlist when I'm DJing tonight at my friend Zoe's party.
Well, actually, do you know, I think this first one would be a bit of a floor filler from Sophie Alex Baxter. I can just see you with one hand on your ear, on your headphones, with that spinning. Definitely.
No. Choice number two, please, Neil.
How about some White Horse from Wonderland Avenue?
Yes, this is good.
Oh, that is good, isn't it? Yes, Wonderland Avenue.
That would have everyone trotting around the dance floor. That's really, really good. I love Sophie Ellis Baxter, by the way.
Yes.
We interviewed her and she's just delightful.
She's gorgeous.
I'm in the mood for something a little bit more thrusting.
Or edgy, yeah.
Yeah.
Last choice, this came up as well. It was a hit, well, rediscovered a couple of years ago. It's Kate Bush. Kate Kate Bush, beautiful. Running Up That Hill, or remixed?
I can see everyone doing the running up the hill actions on the dance floor to that. Do I rewatch, Neil? Sidebar, I rewatched the video to that recently. It was on TV. She's a ruddy good dancer.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
My God, she was like really moving with the guy behind her, and you could. Yeah. It's on that tight leotard. I thought, yeah. Oh, no, I like song number 2 and 3, Neil.
Right, okay.
So I'm going to change into my Darth Vader outfit and ponder on those.
Awesome. Sight and Sugar Star.
Hello, I'm Grace Jones.
Ooh, I've got to play her tonight.
Oh, yes.
At the party I'm
DJing
tonight.
Which one would you go for? Which one?
Oh, slave
hey, to the rhythm.
Oh, actually, no, Put Up to My Bumper, Baby.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, sexy.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. But I don't want people getting pregnant, so I might not play that. Mixed crowd. It's an older crowd. Older crowd, Neil. Like 80-year-olds. I don't want them.
Oh, wow.
Slave. Oh, my hip!
Oh, dear.
To the rhythm. Oh! So we'll wait and see. This is ndebs at gaydio. Email ndebs@gaydio.co.uk. It's such a busy week, Neil. We've got to talk about... did you hear about this? There's two incredible things that have happened this week.
Mm.
One of them is quite awful, involving... Well, it was a cliffhanger.
Oh. Let's do the show right here.
Oh, yeah. I'm not offensive at all. Oh, God, wasn't Elvis fat?
Did you hear about this on This Morning?
What?
Did you not hear what he just said to Alison Hammond?
No.
Right, I've got to treat you to that, and I've also got to treat you to...
Congratulations, birds.
It's Sleepy Joe Biden.
Oh, right.
And his special edition of, and it's a great clip, so I'm going to play it.
Oh.
It's Turkey Lurkey time! Woo!
Oh, yes.
And what he played to two turkeys that escaped execution.
Oh, right.
So instead of their last meal, which ironically could have been turkey, they were given a last song.
Oh.
But they didn't. They were pardoned.
They were pardoned. Yeah, for Thanksgiving.
So if you were a turkey, what would you like to...
Oh.
What would really rustle your feathers? You sexy mother clucker! I mean, I don't know, but just have a think, and I shall tell you about both of those slightly awkward things next. Whilst wearing my Darth Vader outfit... You don't get that on Radio 2.
Justice versus Simeon, we are your friends. Neil and Debbie here, playing Gaydio's anthems this Saturday. Debbie seems to have disappeared from her screen for some reason. Are you there? Hello?
Yes, I'm here. I'm just waiting for the end because this is such a genius song. Ugh.
There we are.
There we are.
It's finished.
Neil, there's a reason why I've turned... We're in our studios in our respective homes. Neil's in St Albans because he owns it, and I'm in Oxfordshire. Neil, I've got changed into the outfit I'm going to a party to tonight.
Okay.
I've never been more excited in my life. I bought the outfit completely locally from local stores because I don't want to support the big ones that don't really care about the world.
Right.
So... Neil, try not to get aroused.
Okay.
Here is the reveal. Debbie Vader is in the house. All right? And Neil, it's got a cape. Don't tell Madonna. It's got a detachable cape.
Oh, that's amazing.
Should I put my helmet on?
Would you
full effect?
Put your helmet on? You're going to have to take your headphones off of this so she won't be able to hear me now. There we are. Oh, that really looks like he's actually here.
I know.
Oh, and I can't see the screen.
Oh, my goodness.
Neil, do I look brilliant?
You look amazing.
Yeah.
Are you going to be able to DJ with your headphones in that?
No, but I'm going to DJ in it.
Right, okay.
I'm going to DJ in it.
Yeah.
Shush, Darth. But it's... Don't do that. No. Please don't do that. So I'm going to take a picture, Neil, because I think this beauty needs to be... I'm going to wear this for the rest of the show.
Right,
It's so much fun dressing up. You forget how brilliant it is dressing up and making the effort.
Mm.
Mm. I'm expecting people to come up to me later and say, can I have my photo taken with you?
Right.
I really am.
It looks like a keyboard as well from here.
Well, it's his chest. And also there's a utility belt here.
Right.
Which, you know, maybe if I press that, I could do a chokehold on you. Let's see whether this works over this song, Neil. There you go.
Right.
There you go.
Yeah.
Neil's fainting. He's flopping over the keyboard.
The walls are closing in. These are Gay Dear's anthems. This is Neil and Debbie here this Saturday.
Neil and Darthy, I can call you. Call me Darthy. Darthy Bustle. Darthy Bustle. Oh, yeah. This is ndebs at KDO. Email ndebs at kdo.co.uk. Can we say hello to Steve Hunter from Brighton? Hello, Clayton Stevie. Who is loving you today. Loving you.
There we go.
Maybe I could play that on tonight's DJ set. That would really clear the room, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
it would be. Doobie, doobie, can't we play Gatcore Passion? Well, maybe.
Oh.
Maybe.
Well, we've got time. Maybe. We might be able to squeeze it in. Otherwise, we'll have to do it next week.
Yeah, we might have to do that next week, Steve.
Yeah, yeah.
If you know, you want to hang around.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come back and see us next time.
Nothing better to do.
This week's deep dive into the archive with clips from Sophie Alex Baxter crying at the discotheque, Wonderland Avenue, White Horse, and Kate Bush running up the hill. That was the selections I played you earlier on. You've had time to ponder.
Well, I really love... Forget the first one. That's not right for this week. I'm not in that mood.
Okay.
But I really want to... I'm torn between trotting around my living room in my Darth Vader outfit with cape.
Right,
with detachable cape.
Yes.
Yeah. And I can really trot to that. But I think I'd really like to express myself and dance like Kate Bush does in the video to Winding Up That Road, Winding Up That Hill with my cape on. So if you wouldn't mind joining me right now, not you, Neil, but you, is saying, then we can really be expressive dancing.
Yes, really stretching out.
Yeah. But Neil, picture me doing it in a Darth Vader cape and outfit.
Will you be wearing your helmet?
Yes, I probably will, Neil. I probably will. I might film this.
Then so the world of burning light that never shines so bright.
Neil and Debbie, and that is the end of this week's Anthems Hour from us. But we'll all be back throughout the week, of course, here on Galia.
Oh, I'd have to lie down, love. It really took it out of me doing the Kate Bush as Darth Vader.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
But I'm going to upload that to my OnlyFans page because I did a special little split during the middle of it.
Right.
Really, really worked on that.
Did the
really
cape come off or did you keep it on?
You'll have to subscribe to my OnlyFans channel to find out whether I took my cape off. You can see my dark side. This is NDebs at Galia. Email ndebs at galia.co.uk. We will get to your beautiful messages soon. And also, I have got something fabulous for you, a treat for Madonna fans. And it's something I never, ever, ever thought she'd do. So not play Glastonbury because she will not be playing Glastonbury. Right. Over my dead body will she be playing Glastonbury. But this is a new thing she's going to do. So, I've got to wrap it up because Neil's giving me the finger. Yeah.
Saturday lunchtime with Neil and Debbie. Some random clips at midday.
Champagne for Lulu.
All right, Cocker.
Your Royal Highness.
Swish it up, gays.
That's all.
This is the UK's LGBTQ plus station. Let's go.
Nathan Dorr and Sweet Lies on Gadio. Neil Libby here.
Tell me lies, Neil. Tell me sweet little lies. This is NDebs at Gadio. Over to something's been going around in my ear this week, Neil, and it's all because I saw this clip and this song has popped into my mind. Would you mind dropping the bed, Neil? Because it is very ready. Cringity cringe! Cringity cringe! It's one of the worst moments I've ever seen on TV.
Right.
And it involves... Cliff, you can do a Cliff. Can you do your Cliff?
Let's do the show right here. Cliff Richard, hi. Welcome back. Buy my new record.
Yeah. I always used to buy you the Cliff Richard calendar or threatened to buy it to you.
That's
because he was always topless, wasn't he? Always topless. And then, you know, then that stopped.
Yeah.
So he went on this week. And I feel, you know, that lovely Cindy Lauper song, I See Your True Colours Shining Through.
Right.
This was him with his true colours.
Okay.
And they were not pink and yellow and green and blue. They were vile. So this is him talking about the time he nearly met Elvis Presley. And it's from this morning, this week. And I'm about to play it to you.
You found it now? So Cliff Richard?
No, hang on.
Oh, this morning?
What did I call him? Here we go.
Did you ever meet Elvis?
Oh, no, I did not. I had one chance through a journalist when I was promoting Devil Woman in the States.
Yeah.
He said, oh, I know Elvis, because he knew that I was influenced. And he said, would you want to meet him? I said, yeah. At the end of the interview, though, I said, can we put it off? Because he'd put on a lot of weight.
Oh, right.
And I thought, if I'm having a photograph taken with him and it's going to be hanging on my refrigerator, he's got to look good.
Uh-huh.
And I put it off. And, of course, then he died.
Oh. Should never have put it off just because they're a little bit heavier.
No.
If anybody has got, if you're a fan of somebody's, you should, if you get the chance to meet them, meet them. Even if they've put on weight.
Is that why you don't want me at your house? Anyway. Okay, so Cliff Richard, the sound.
Oh, Alison.
Seriously,
beautiful.
People's love for Alison on social media has gone over. Neil, he was staring at her
in
the eyes.
No.
Oh, no, she's, he put on a bit of weight.
And he was, and you could see her, and I thought, you know what, your handling is brilliant, because I'm not sure anyone else would have handled it. She, on a penny, is that why you invited me around to your house?
Yeah.
She's just so, this week,
is his batteries running down? Because he sort of was speaking quite like this, wasn't he?
Yeah, I don't know about you, Neil, but I don't want my photo taken with a man whose batteries are running out. I'm sorry.
KDA, Neil and Debbie here on Gaydio, and something that caught my attention this week, you know, I occasionally like a good old Christmas special, and who is more deserving of a Christmas special than Hannah Waddington, Debbie?
Oh my God.
She was star of Eurovision this year, of course. She's had roles in Game of Thrones, Sex Education, Ted Lasso, and she's done this Christmas special, which is available now on Apple TV. So I haven't got a chance of watching it at the moment because I don't have Apple TV. But anyway, it looks brilliant. She duets with Luke Evans. She's got the London Gay Men's Chorus on there with her. Sam Ryder makes an appearance, and there are surprise special guests. It looks brilliant.
Right. Neil, I've got such a crush on her.
I know you have.
Whenever I see her, I just think she's a really sexy woman.
Mm.
She's and when she was on Eurovision, all eyes were on her, Neil.
I know.
We didn't care that Irene won it with her nails.
No.
We were all wanting Hannah Waddington.
I think next year she should be singing our entry, don't you?
No, she should be singing our entry. It sounds filthy. No, I want her to host it forever. I'm fed up with all this, you know, slipping about. I want a drag queen and Hannah Waddington to host it. In fact, I'd be delighted if Le Gâteau Chocolat and Hannah Waddington just host that, and John Sizzle.
Yeah.
Seriously, it'd be brilliant. Do you want to hear Hannah Waddington speaking in French?
I do, I've got a clip from the special for you as well, but do you want the French first?
Oh, go for that, love.
All right, okay.
Yeah, no, let's hear yours.
Listen to, this is a little sort of from the trailer for the special, and then listen to her singing right at the end. It is superb.
Merry Christmas, everybody! Welcome to my festive extravaganza. Let's get on with the show.
That's what Christmas means to me, my love.
I'm your Christmas miracle.
Wow, eh?
I'm actually going to have to sue her because the power of her voice has cracked my Darth helmet, my Darth Vader helmet. Oh my God. She's on a par with Heather Peace to make me go to pieces.
Oh, really?
That's beautiful, love. I just need to lie down, love, to be honest with you.
Neil and Debbie here this Saturday afternoon. You can tweet us at thisisndebs at Gaydio and email ndebs@gaydio.co.uk.
I'm going to play this next song, which, a warning, is...
I am Madonna.
It is Madonna and some breaking Madonna news. I'm going to play this for Jan Kavanis and Elvie Colomze on Twitter, and also Chris Pedgercurly, who is going to see Madonna when she comes back in December to London. This is breaking news, Neil. This is so freaking amazing. Madonna, don't even know this news yet.
Right.
It was discovered by... It's a new feature we've got, Neil, and it's called...
Desperately Seeking...
Madonna! 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 News! Because since she's done this tour, we've all fallen deeper in love with her, and we're desperate to find... people are unearthing facts that we never knew about her.
Right.
This one comes from a certain magazine called... L.
Oh.
Spotted Madonna is changing musical styles. She's filming her new music video in where? Question mark. In where? She went to it last week.
What, in Hertfordshire?
No, not in Hertfordshire. George Michael did it. George Michael did it there.
She's filming. A toilet?
Not a toilet, you idiot. Madonna, get into the loo. No! She's filming it at Opera Garnier in Paris.
Oh,
it's
yes.
A complete change of style for her.
Right.
So we might be able to hear things like this on the new album. Michael Fortunato. She's going to do opera, Neil, like
really?
Freddie. Vogue. Can you imagine?
Montserrat Madonna.
Yeah, oh, that's very, very good. Not only that, that's one little thing I'm giving you. The second one is an interview that got released this week, and it's her very good friend, or once very good friend, Rosie O'Donnell, who talks about what it's like to walk a mile or a millimetre in Madonna's Manolo Blahnke's with the red foot. And she was on the Kelly Clarkson show and shared this story.
One time when Madonna was playing at the big stadium in London, I was there with her, and she said, come here, come with me out on the stage in the dark. And I was like, no, I don't want to. She goes, no, before they put the light on. And so I walked out just a couple of feet on the stage, and the power of like Wembley Stadium all screaming and for you, it literally almost moved my body back. I thought, no wonder these rock stars sometimes have a hard time coming down to earth after getting that kind of reaction from people.
Yeah.
It was overwhelming to me. I'm sure you've experienced that.
I think it's just exciting. I don't ever see it, I guess it just seems like a giant party for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the power of that kind of attention focused on one human body.
Yeah.
You know, when I don't know, were there 10,000 people in Wembley? I don't even know. Screaming and yelling, or 50,000, whatever the number was. At the height of her career, it was just like a tsunami.
Ah. I feel like there's a different sound at a Madonna concert than a Kelly Clarkson concert.
Do you?
I feel like maybe just a little decibel difference.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe I've never felt that power.
I think you have.
I feel like my fans are really awesome and they're loud, but I feel like there's probably a difference between like a Madonna show. Maybe.
Yes, I would second that emotion. And let's just imagine her doing an opera to this.
Kylie on the way soon, but that is Madonna and her jump.
And of course, she speaks French at the start of that. Should we have a bit of Hannah Waddington speaking French?
J'ai le plaisir de le faire en français.
Or Madonna. That was a Madonna French sandwich, wasn't it? It was a jump Madonna French sandwich. And also, Neil, it's just occurred to me, it's Neil Debbie on Gaydio. We shouldn't be surprised that Madonna is doing an opera sort of slant for her next tranche in her career, because she did the Fabulous Evita album, which was so classic.
Yes, yes.
You know, that was really good. Don't Cry for Me, Argentina.
You know? Yeah.
Really get down to that on the club, can't you? And another suitcase in another hall.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
So, Opera Madonna on the way. You have been warned!
A little bit of tension from Kylie on Gaydio.
Oh, by the way, she is filming an audience with Kylie on World AIDS Day, 1st of December. And if you've got tickets... Well, we'll have them off you.
Yeah, we'll have them off you. I know, yeah.
We are going to have a report from Stewie, beautiful Stewie, Catherine Ellis's long-suffering PA, and his husband Lee, who I don't know how you got tickets to this,
no.
Stewie. He's going to the Royal Albert Hall to see the filming of an audience with Kylie Minogue.
Wow.
Neil, these tickets are going for
thousands. Of course they are.
of pounds, an audience with Kylie Minogue.
Oh, no. I tell you who's going to be very upset she's not going, and that is...
Lisa!
Your girlfriend, Australian Lisa, who I believe has filed a report for us.
That was an awkward gap, wasn't it?
It was an awkward gap.
Yeah, awkward.
Hello, Lisa. Are you there with your regular report for us? Hello?
Hello, Neil. Hello, Debbie.
Hello,
Alex. I've had to do this from a toilet.
What?
I'm out and about having brunch. I've had to come in here to leave you this message.
Right.
It's been a week of Madonna and Cher and Adele and Kylie. Yeah. And oh my goodness, there's even Pink and Girls Aloud. Have you got your Girls Aloud tickets?
Oh,
I'm absolutely going. I am just rediscovering songs. It's been such a good week.
Gorgeous.
And we're going to go to an amazing party. And it's just festive season. I think I may have had a couple of mimosas. I think it's time for me to go have a great show. Bye. Love you, Missy Mina.
Oh, bless her. Oh,
excuse me. We talked about Madonna going into the loo, and she's gone into the loo as well.
Yeah.
Re-vis-a-vis Pink.
Mm.
If you go to our website right now, gaydio.co.uk, guess what we're giving away?
Books?
No. A pair of tickets to see Pink in their Summer Carnival 2024 tour. What are you waiting for? Go on! Crazy what love can do.
Crazy what love can do. Neil and Debbie on Gaydio. You can find us on Instagram, incidentally, at This Is Ndebs. If you'd like to join us there, we'd love to see you. It'd be lovely.
It's been a lack of you reading out messages from Instagram this week.
I haven't actually, no, but we've been quite busy doing other stuff on the show, haven't we? So I don't know where the time's gone.
Yeah, we've been very busy, and I still am, if you are following outfits. I'm still wearing my Darth Vader complete head-to-toe outfit, complete with all the utility belts and helmet, which is here. Neil, I haven't got time to talk about Darth Vader's helmet.
Right.
Because we've got a very important matter to get to.
Okay, wait. Cher plus a Christmas album?
Amazing! Amazing! She was on Jimmy Fallon's show week. We will have the clips for next week, but let's go back in time 4 years when she appeared on the Jimmy Fallon show, and, well, it began like this.
Our first guest is one of the most popular, legendary, most iconic performer in the world. She's an Emmy, Grammy, Oscar winner. Does she know no bounds? She's on Broadway. She has a great life, a great career. Let's give a warm welcome to Cher.
She introduced herself, isn't she? Bloody
well, she's
brilliant.
Cher, she can.
She is Cher. And they were talking about Cher the musical. And she had a little story with us about her family and some advice that she was given by her mum. And this was after, you know, Cher went through a hell of a lot of just horrible times with Sonny. They lost everything and they ended up owing the government a lot of money. So they had to go out on tour and pretend everything was fine.
Mm.
And Cher made up back her money, and then she did her own thing, and she's a global goddess. And this is what her mum said to her.
My mom once, I don't know what went through my mom's mind. She just had some sort of a blackout. And and she was just talking to me about, you know, you should be making movies and you should be producing them and so and so and so and so. And honey, you should marry a rich man. And I just looked at her and I said, Mom, I am a rich man.
That's super. Well, it's great.
I found out, Neil.
What's that?
I found out. Can you hear the helicopter? There's a helicopter over my house.
Deep in the background, yes.
Yeah, well, they clearly want me to play Darth Vader in the next sequel, the prequel to the Star Wars franchise. I'm very expensive, actually. Costume cost me £60. I'll be claiming it on tax because I've mentioned it on the show. This is Ndebs at Gaydio. You can Ndebs at gaydio.co.uk. Of course I won't. There is something fantastic that has broken the internet this week.
Right.
You may have heard it, but you may not have. It's a
model walking a bit of a circle. Pose.
There's
swish that cape.
There is an amazing video I urge you to watch.
Right.
by Elora Dodd. It is fabulous. Some of the comments posted underneath it include, this is mandatory homosexual viewing. This has changed my life. You're a gift from baby Jesus. The homosexuals love you. You can have a straight mind, but a gay behind. I'm sold. So this person, Elora Dodd, has done How to Dance.
Right.
And Elora is gay. And this is the masterclass that was posted. Enjoy.
Here's how to dance like a homosexual. You don't have to be a homosexual to dance like a homosexual. You can have a straight mind but gay behind. Step number one, you're always going to act like you're wearing a cape. You're going to swish the cape. All right, that's step one.
Follow.
Step two, work on your runway walk. Models walk with their feet in a straight line. It makes your hips go extra swishy swish. So here's a model walk. Now let's add some homosexuality to it. We go, Now let's add the cape back in. Okay? We're going to sassy model walk with the cape. That's how you do it. And finally, you're going to add in some poses. Homosexuals love to pose. Make lots of triangles. Triangles with your arms. Triangles with your legs. Whatever you're feeling. And now we're going to add it all together, okay?
Okay.
Model, walk, cape, and pose. We're going to model, walk in a bit of a circle. Pose, pose, swish that cape, and model, walk. You've got it, honey.
Yeah, we got it, honey. That's now, you brilliant. Think it sounds great. Wait till you see it. So Google it. It is called Straight Mind, Gay Behind.
Straight Mind,
and it's
Gay
teach,
Behind.
Which is trying to teach the straights how to dance. Like a homosexual. So while we play this, Neil, I'm going to put my Darth Vader cape back on.
Right.
And swish to it.
Yeah, get swishing.
Yeah. Like a homosexual. Never gonna cry anymore.
Where did it all... Neil and Debbie, and that is it for another show.
No Anthony Murphy this week, Neil.
No.
He's on holiday.
There we are.
He's gone cruising with Jane McDonald. Gaydio anthems, whatever you'd love to hear, continue next. Have a delicious week and, well, we'll see you next week.
You are part of the Rebel Alliance and a traitor. Take it away.
Extra, extra. Tweet all about it.
What's that? Oh, turkeys.
That was an exclusive with the two turkeys that were pardoned
right.
in the White House this week for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear Joe Biden pardon the turkeys?
Right, okay, go on.
Do you want to hear this?
Cringe, go on.
Neil, it's not cringe. It's one of my favourite stories of the week. Do you know what they listened to calm them down? Before they went out on stage to face the world's media with Joe Biden going, "Who? What am I doing here?" Do you know what they played him?
Go on.
Prince and Taylor Swift.
Any particular songs?
Well, what would you play them? It's meat. I'm the problem. It's meat. What would you play? I did my sexy mother clucker earlier.
Yeah.
What else could you play?
I have no idea. When doves cry.
Well, when doves die.
And when doves die.
Love when doves die. So here's Joe Biden pardoning the turkeys. What a weird world we live in.
I hereby pardon Liberty Ann Bell. All right. Congratulations, birds.
Birds. Congratulations, birds. Isn't it an odd thing? Isn't America odd?
It is very strange.
It's really quite an odd place, isn't it?
Yeah.
Really quite an odd place. But anyway, we can't talk about that. I've also, next week, I've got to play you the Madonna, the clip of her doing her first ever performance anywhere in the world. And you'll love it because it's been unearthed. All these clips keep coming up, Neil, from fans that are going, yeah, but have you seen this? No, have you seen this?
That's great.
It's really good fun.
Yeah, well, if you're a fan and stuff like that comes bubbling up that you perhaps have never seen before or heard, it's like...
Yeah, but like it's all coming to the forefront now, just how wallopingly good her back catalogue is, Neil. And you know, I think people are starting to really appreciate it. Yeah. Really are.
Yeah, good.
And it's bloody good.
Yeah.
Love, can I just, before we go, because I've got to do my playlist for my friend's party, because she hasn't done it, can I read you out what she's put for her playlist.
Okay, yeah.
So she's done a Spotify playlist.
Right.
This is my playlist. So this is what she's kicking off with, a party.
Right.
So we're having a Kaylee, Dancing Queen, ABBA.
Okay, yeah, yeah. That's a punter song, yeah. It gets people up.
It's very hot.
Hmm.
Then she's got Ghostbusters.
Oh, well, yeah.
No,
yeah,
Neil,
but you see, love, when everyone's had a few drinks, these are the songs that people get up and dance to.
Neil, it's nearly December. Why would we be playing Ghostbusters? I've kicked that one out. Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go. No, that's not a... These are shockingly crap. Mamma Mia, ABBA, We Will Rock You. Oh. That's not a dance. You're not going to dance to that.
Oh, I bet you are when you've had a few.
No.
You'll be up there.
YMCA. Holding Out for a Hero. These aren't dance. Oh, good God. Just someone put me down now. I like to move it. I like to move it, move it.
Oh, dear.
And I'm scrolling down some of these.
Yeah.
Oh, she's got... I'm so excited by the Pointer Sisters.
Oh, good, yes, yeah.
Yeah. Jailhouse Rock, because nothing gets people on the floor more than Fat Elvis.
Well, it was Slim Elvis there, that's
right. Fat Elvis. You know. Honestly, Cliff Richard, you absolute donkey.
Dear, I know. How embarrassing.
I know. Oh, no, love. She's got... Oh, this is awful. Come on, Eileen. I don't want to go to this party.
These are all punter records. Well, you're DJing these, aren't you?
No, I won't be playing any of this shit. No, she's got Proud Mary. So it's podcast extra bits. We are a bit rude here.
Yeah.
Boogie Wonderland, that's all right. I mean, Every Breath You Take, a party.
No, that's not right. No.
Man in the Mirror! She on something. Just Can't Get Enough, Depeche Mode. Right, we'll have that. We'll have that. Sex Bomb, no. Oh, right. I'm not going to this party.
Cool.
I'm going to ring her up right now and I'm just going to watch Star Wars in my Darth Vader outfit because it's more fun than going to this crap party. Do you know what she's put on the playlist?
What?
In the Army Now, Status Quo. I'm not going, love. If anyone wants a ticket to go to this birthday party, you can have it.
Neil and Debbie.
Does the best he can here in the army now.